This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. While last Friday's Iowa Corn Day at the State Fair gave growers a chance to celebrate ethanol's impact and future potential, Iowa Corn Growers Association President Stu Swanson also reminded fair growers that not everything in agriculture is cause for celebration. Beyond the push for nationwide E15, farmers are facing high input costs, tight margins, and the pressing need for stronger trade opportunities to keep pace with what could be possible record yields. We'll wrap up our conversation with Stu Swanson next.
I'm Scott Schullity, host of the Cow Guy Close on RFD-TV, and I'm inviting you to the Summer Soy Series from the Iowa Soybean Association. We'll dig into trade, energy, policy, and the markets, and what they mean for your farm. I'll be your keynote speaker alongside a lineup of folks who truly understand agriculture. We're in Waverly August 26th, Holstein at Atlantic on the 27th, and Sigourney in Nevada on the 28th. Register now at iasoybeans.com.
After last Tuesday's WASDE report and estimates that we could see over 220 bushels per acre in Iowa and 188.8 bushels nationwide, there may be a little bit of skepticism, but what farmers did agree on when we talked with them is that the crop looks very strong. But is it record strong? Well, it remains to be seen. Iowa Corn Growers Association President Stu Swanson said farmers know that big yields don't guarantee big returns. Recent trade announcements have provided some optimism, but until agreements translate into real sales, growers are left waiting for the benefits to materialize.
No, and we're excited to see some frameworks announced. Certainly ethanol was one of the key ones for the EU. But we like you said, we are ready to see the details. Trade deals announcements are great, but it really will only impact the farmers when those sales are starting to be made. So we're excited about the opportunity going forward. We have a huge crop coming in, a 222 bushel crop per acre here in Iowa and 188 nationwide. So we've never seen crops that good at this time of the year.
While growing conditions have been pretty favorable across most of the state, Swanson said tight margins remain a major concern. Even with those strong yields, the combination of high input costs and uncertain demand means farmers could struggle to break even this year.
It's been a year of fantastic growing conditions here in Iowa. We have some concerns about prices of fertilizer. Certainly input prices are at an all-time high compared to commodity prices. So if you look at the number of bushels of corn that it grows to buy a ton of fertilizer, we are at a level that we have not seen in history. The second highest level was in 2008. And at that time, the ethanol industry was just starting to ramp up. And so we saw increased corn acreage. We saw demand for fertilizer. But now if we compare that same number of bushels of corn that it takes to buy a ton of fertilizer, we're at an all-time high.
Swanson says that farmers can't overcome these challenges alone and urges Iowans to support agriculture by continuing to choose corn-fed products and higher ethanol blends.
You know, Iowa people, we stay together. We need support right now because margins are so tight on the farm. We're looking going forward not only in the corn sector but in other of the major crop growing areas where we're going to be producing at a loss. And so we ask for your support. Continue to eat corn-fed meat, dairy, poultry. Fill your car with E15. Give it a try. Any car newer than 2001 is approved for use of E15. So save yourself those extra pennies each fill and help support your neighbor and farmers here in Iowa.
You can find more at iowaagnet.com. I'm Dustin Huffman.